Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it is the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. I'm your host and speaker, Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to worship the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. Let's sing together.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. As always, we greet you in Jesus' name and turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Isaiah chapter 60, begin with verse 1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Wonderful, wonderful words of life to begin today's broadcast service. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone about the ministry and inviting them to tune in and worship with you. I will give you some contact information a little later on in the broadcast, so if you will, be ready to take it down. From the church hymnal, page 10, here's a great one. You can clap your hands. You can worship the Lord. We can sing about our future, the meeting in the air.
You have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale you often say. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Many things will there be missing in that meeting. For the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. us sing all together. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us. And the Aikens will be busy far away. There the saints will have his seal upon their foreheads, dressed in raiment none but ransom ones can wear. All who have the wedding garment will be present at that meeting in the air.
Sing it now.
Well, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air.
Hallelujah. Well, in 1925, that song was copyrighted, and it was written by a lady named May Taylor Roberts. And according to a little note at the bottom of the song, she was from Pasadena, California. And at one time, you could order a copy of sheet music of this song for 25 cents if you send her a quarter to her address in Pasadena, California. If you'd like to have a copy of that song, I'll give it to you for free. If you just contact me, we'll make a copy of it and send it to you. We won't even charge you the quarter, and we'll pay for the stamp. Hallelujah. It's going to be a great meeting in the air. Hallelujah. I'm expecting to go. I think of different meetings and church services and fellowship meetings and revivals, things like that, seminars that I get to go to from time to time. And what a wonderful time camp meetings are. Hallelujah. But nothing will compare with the meeting in the air that God has prepared for us. What a time it will be. What a glorious jubilee. Matthew 11, beginning with verse 28, is our precious promise today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Hallelujah. Great promise of God's word. He says for us to do these things. If you do these things, then he will respond according to his words. If we're tired and if we're heavy laden, if you need rest, you don't need to go to bed all the time. You just need to come unto him. You might need to go to bed for your physical rest, but you come unto him for your spiritual rest. You lay down your heavy load. Bring your heavy yoke. Give it to him. Take his yoke upon us. Learn of him. He said, when you learn of him, you'll find out that he's meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find some rest for your soul. And when your soul is at rest, your whole body can rest also. Father in heaven, we thank you today for these wonderful promises of God's word. We're so glad, Lord, that you have created rest. We know, Lord, that you rested on the seventh day. You were the first one to rest on the earth. And Father, we thank you today that you have given us that opportunity of resting. Lord, we want to bring you our heavy yokes and give you and then take your yoke upon us. Lord, we want to learn of you. We're living in an age, Lord, when we can learn so many things, but nothing is any more important, Lord, than learning from you. Lord, we are learning that you're meek and lowly in heart. We're learning, Lord, that we can find rest for our souls. Be with each one that's with us today. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Hear their prayers, meet their needs, save many lost souls. Lord, touch those that are sick, minister to whatever the need may be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Selected the next song and told me before we came on the air what we were singing. I told her I love this song. Jesus would love me the same. If you feel unloved, listen to what we're singing today. If I were a beggar in rags on the street, no shirt on my back, and no shoes on my feet, not even a nickel I'd have to my name. Jesus would love me the same. Jesus would love me the same. Through my trials, his love will remain. O'er the mountains, through the valleys, in sunshine or rain, Jesus would love me the same.
Hallelujah.
I want you to listen to this next verse.
If I were a king with riches untold, dwelling in a palace made out of gold, with diamonds and rubies and fortune and fame, Jesus would love me the same. Jesus would love me the same. Through my trials, his love will remain. O'er the mountains, through the valleys, in sunshine, Jesus would love me the same.
Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Jesus would love me the same. Trials, his love will.